back. I never won a game and have two pick sixes and win a game. I've never seen that. I've never been a part of that. I haven't coached very long, but I was really credit to our defense. More importantly, I thought our defense was outstanding on Saturday. Coach Lewis and his staff did a great job preparing our players. Had a really good scheme where they were 2 of 14 on third down. We got off the field. I thought Rashawn Lawrence and Rudy Sivera had great individual efforts. But really, it was just more of a team defensive feel. I thought all of our guys on defense, all three levels, played really well. Held that back, was a really good player for him, under 100 yards, had close to it. But, we did a really good job of tackling him and getting him on the ground. So I was really proud, really, of our defense and how they played and kept us in the game. Had some big-time turnovers and takeaways that kind of kept us in the game. So I'm proud of our defense. Offensively, we're good at moments. We just had some sputters. We're really good in the second quarter and the fourth quarter. First and third, we weren't very good, and we had seven penalties on offense, which is inexcusable. And it's player error. Sometimes it's coach error. It's both of us, and we got to be better on offense. We moved the ball pretty well, threw the ball pretty well down the field, but just the execution, things of that nature, we can be better on offense. I think we will get better. We've shown some moments there, but we can get better. And then I thought our team, special teams, we played really clean. We were very, very detailed in what we did. We covered kicks. We punted the ball fairly well. Missed one field goal there. We had a really good 2-minute drive. Did a really good job with our clock management. We just missed it, but Kirby came back, made a big kick late. So for him to respond as a young kicker was big for him. So just proud of the win, but we can get a lot better. I know we can, and we're looking forward to this challenge this week with Campbell.
Offensively, as you said, the two pick sixes certainly have to be deflating, but you guys down 21-17, you're able to string together an 80-yard drive for the game-winning score. What did you learn about your group, seeing them do that?
Well, I think there's some resilience we showed as a team. We were down 7-0, and in the past, I'd be worried about if our guys could respond, and we did. And we kind of played some complimentary football there, which was good. I was really proud of that. That drive was huge. A lot of big throws there by Malachi. Josiah Williams was really big on that drive. He had three catches in that drive that kind of propelled us, and then Bam finished the drive. Boria with a run there. So when we execute and play fast and do our job, we're really good on offense, and we got to learn that. And if we continue to do that throughout the game, it'll be a lot easier. So, but it was a great drive. Great job by Anthony Davis, our offensive coordinator, putting us in position to make those plays. And our guys did a great job of executing.
As you try to build this program and build the winning culture that you're after, how much growth have you seen your team to be able to go on the, now you've strung together two in a row, this one you go on the road and win a tight game, come from behind. How much is that a part of the building blocks to get where you'd like to get?
I think it's big, and I told our team this, with before the season, we have to win a close game here. When everything's good, everybody's good. But when you're in a competitive ball game, which, as in the CAA, it's every game's a dogfight. As we're about to get in the CAA play, for us to win that type of game was huge for us. I didn't see us, point fingers at all during the game. We kept competing. We kept playing hard. That's been our MO all year. We got to continue to do that to have a chance to win. So, for us to find a way to do that. And to have that celebration in the locker room was special for our players. They deserve it. But we got to keep getting better. We got a long way to go. We're not even close where we need to be. These guys got to learn how to win, and what the process is. And what it comes down to, Rob, as is the preparation. On Tuesday, we got practice tomorrow. We got to have a physical practice and continue to get better each day.
You touched on him a little bit earlier, but Rashawn Lawrence was all over the field, five tackles, a couple of sacks, had an interception. Just talk about his day and his ability to affect the game in so many different ways.
Yeah, Rashawn's a talented player. He's a very talented player. He's got really good twitch for his size. He's got good movement skills. Can use his hands effectively. But he did a really good job, really, if you look at just his grades. Like, he had lower missed assignments. I think that comes to just detail. He was locked in with just doing his assignment and was in the right gap. Did a good job with his movements. So he played exceptional. He's got to continue to do that. If you see it once, you better see it every time. You know what I mean? That's the challenge for Rashawn. So he has the capability of really good being a really good D lineman in this league. I'm happy for him. He's a confidence kid. To have that confidence moving forward, it's big for him. And that pick was awesome. It was an unbelievable play by AJ Roberts. Really, he tipped it. They ran a
Yeah,
pop
right.
pass, and they really had a good play call, and AJ kind of bailed us out. And then Rashawn was there to go right to him, make the play. So was really proud of Rashawn. He'll keep getting better. He's a great kid. I'm excited for his growth moving forward.
And the other guy you touched on in your opening comment, Trudy Silvera, with the big pick that sets up that last field goal, maybe more impressively, six pass breakups already through 3 weeks. That's a ton. Just talk about what he means to you on the back end.
Huge. You know, he's tough. That's the biggest thing I want in a corner. He's physical. He'll hit you. You know, he plays really good in bump and run. Fordham will challenge you, you know, vertically. You know, you do a lot of choice routes, post, vertical stops, run backs, things like that. And he had to run a lot that game. Even when they wasn't targeted, he still had to chase the guy down. So he played a complete game because, you know, it's easy to get tired and you get beat late, you know, and they were trying to challenge him. He kept playing. He played with great technique. That's what we challenge Rudy with. When he plays a pretty good technique, he's a pretty good corner. So he's got to continue to play with good technique and detail. But the biggest thing about Rudy, he's really enhanced our secondary. You know, he's got some competitive fire to him. He's confident, you know, he's confident in his ability, but he's got to stay locked in throughout the game and be detailed. If he does that, he's pretty good for us.
I want to switch back over to the offense. Malachi had the interception early. He sat for a while. He comes back and he still throws for 268 and guides you, as we talked about on that long drive there at the end. How much, how have you continued to see him grow? And what was the message when you took him out and then put him back in as a coach?
Yeah, he had a little bit of an injury there that he was kind of recovering from, but he's fine now. It was just a little bump, and then Tyler did a good job of moving us down the field. So I was a credit to Tyler as well coming in there off the bench and being ready. You know, that's a credit to Tyler, number one. But yeah, Malachi has some really good moments. He just got to make the easy things easy. There's some things in the game that he can hit. He's got to understand as a young quarterback, there's no redos on Saturday. You know, you have to, if it's open, you got to hit them. And he's learning that, but he's got some, obviously a lot of potential. He's growing, he's getting better every week. So I'm excited for him to keep getting better. He got hit a few times. I didn't like that. You know, he got hit a few times. It's a credit to Fordham, number one. They're really good up front. They're physical. They're really well coached on defense, but we got to keep him upright a little bit better. We got to win on the outside a little bit better and find ways to keep him upright, because when he has rhythm and he can throw it, he's pretty good. So, but proud of his effort, he'll keep getting better.
You touched on Josiah's impact on the winning drive. He finished with six catches. RJ had seven.
Yep.
How do you feel like your wide receiver group is progressing and just all the options that you have on the outside?
Yeah, RJ Lamar played really well for us, you know, made a lot of big catches for us. He had a big third down conversion on a 1-1 fade ball backside. They gave him a single backside. They took it and did a really good job of stacking the DB and making a competitive catch. So that's big for him. He's growing as an older receiver. He's starting to grow a little bit and get better. Josiah gave us some good snaps. And the other guys, Dez Williams, he played really well too. Dez, the kid from Wake Forest in the portal who's grown. He's got a lot of toughness to him. He's a physically tough kid, can make competitive plays, good long-range guy, but he's got to continue to detail. The one thing with our receivers that we got to get better, we got to block better on the perimeter. That's the one thing that I always say, no block, no rock, you know. So we got to block a little bit better, but they made a lot of catches for us in that game, and Malachi gave him opportunities to make plays, but they got to keep getting better. They got a long way to go. You know, they got a long way to go, but they show some ability to have some playmaking ability, which is great, making competitive plays. There's a lot of bump and run, man coverage, and our guys make contested catches, which is great, but they got to block better. I think that's where it starts. You're tough on the outside. It kind of helps your run game a little bit.
Let's look ahead to Saturday. You guys hit the road again to face Campbell. As you started to break down the Campbells, what are some of the challenges they present for your team?
Well, Braxton's a great coach, number one, does a great job. They got really good players. I think they do a really good job, you know, recruiting, number one. They have a really good, you know, their size, their speed. They're really talented. They played Liberty, who's a really good opponent, as you know. They're really good in FBS. They played them tough. They belonged on that field, and they beat a really good Western Carolina team who I played against at BMI a few times at Colloway, which is a hard place to win at Colloway. They won there versus a ranked opponent. And they lost to a really good Rhode Island team. You know, Rhode Island's really good. They're physically really good. So they have a lot of good players, really impressed with their quarterbacks, a strong player, can run, throw, make plays. Their receiver 21 is really dynamic. He can really run and boogie. He's really good. And then 9, the transfer from South Florida, has got great length and ball skills. So they got some really good perimeter players that can catch and score. And in heartbeat, number one, and their backs are physical as well. So, and they're really exotic on offense, multiple formations and motions and personnel groupings. And They try to match us. They do a really good job on offense. And defensively, I think their back seven's really good. I mean, their secondary's long and athletic. Their backers are physical. Their nickel Tillman's a really good player. He's physical, finds the football, will tackle, puts his face into people. He's a really good player, probably one of the better defensive players in this league, in my humble opinion. Like, he's really, really good and does a really good job for him. So we'll have to play our best. We'll have to play our best on the road. It's their first home game. They'll be jacked up. But really impressed with them on film, just how talented they are. They got really good speed. They're really sound in what they do. So I'm really impressed with them. We got to have a great week of preparation. It starts tomorrow.
Before I let you go, just the CAA opener for your team. Any extra importance to that for your team?
I don't know the last time we won a CAA game, so it's been a long time. So obviously, it's the next game, as you know, Rob. It's the next game, it's the most important one. We got to go on a flight here. We got to learn how to travel and do things the right way and get on that flight and do it right. And we're at to play our best, man, because this team is really, really good and they can score in a heartbeat. So it's going to be a heck of a game. Really excited about it. Got a lot of respect for them. We got to go to work.
All right, Dilly, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to North Carolina, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Rob.